together.
We are friends.
And we're about to have a conversation.
Please don't take us too seriously.
All right then.
Life is crazy and the least we can do is talk about it. Conversations with Friends. Only on The Podcaster.
Hi, Neeja.
Hi, Ahalya.
It's very good that you can say my name completely this time.
I know, it's hard because I've been trying to find the best nickname for you. And you don't have an easily nicknameable name.
I don't. It's one of my...
Ahu?
Aha. My flaws.
Aha.
Nice to know that we're laughing.
Yeah, this is how we begin most of our conversations now.
Always a good time with you.
Always a good time. And hopefully the words will come in at some point.
They must.
They must.
And we must continue laughing given what we're going to be talking about today.
Yeah. Yeah, because what can you do but laugh when your life is going sideways?
Oh my God. You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
A lot to unpack here today, folks.
Yep. What are we talking about?
Therapy. Is it a solution? So maybe this is how we can start talking about something that you're apprehensive talking about. Mm-hmm. What do you do when you have a bad day?
I mean, I usually just either indulge in some baking. Mm-hmm. Just anything that makes me feel good in the moment, to be honest. It can be baking or like something to do with music, playing my keyboard a little bit. Pets. Oh, my pets. How could I forget?
Pets are so important.
They're very therapeutic. They're like my two little personal therapists.
Yeah.
That don't talk to me. I'm just someone who lives so much in the moment that I just let my state of mind at the time during which I'm going through something determine what I'm going to do to make myself feel better. You know, so I don't really have like a set thing that I do. What do you do when you have a bad day?
I try my best and that's pretty much it. When I have a bad day, I try my best to just get through the day. And I think, like you said, it looks different every single time.
Trashy TV.
Oh no, that I've noticed makes me feel a lot worse. There is now a category of reality television in Ahalya's books called Toxic Reality TV. Do not touch or your mental health will fall. It will crumble. That includes the likes of Vanderpump Rules. Mm-hmm. It is insanely toxic.
You've had a very toxic relationship with that show for years now.
Yeah, I really have. I really, really have. But yeah, it's also my best friend telling me, stop watching this shit. And me going, why? And she's like, look at you right now. You're a mess. Yeah. But no, it involves trying my best. And if I'm having a bad phase and it's not just a bad day, then I go to therapy. Because to me, that's a sign that I'm not seeing something that's happening and that's there. Because once you get clarity, I feel like it's a lot easier to, you know, do something after that. And I'm a doer.
Are you?
One of my biggest flaws is being a fixer.
I haven't had like the best experience with therapy because that first session needs to be like a really good one or at least promising. And it was neither of those things for me. In fact, it was the complete opposite.
But what was that all about? Because you keep saying it's bad, but I don't know what exactly happened.
All right, if we have to get into it.
Please don't pretend. You've been waiting for this moment.
Yeah. How much time do we have? Okay, so I booked a session. It was supposed to be a 1-hour session, right? So I went into the therapy cabin. I don't know what you call it. And I met with her and we had barely exchanged introductions. And I told her, I basically laid out why I was there and what I was hoping to get out of this session.
Okay. So contextualization, as we call it.
Yeah. And 15 minutes into the whole thing, she decides to stop talking to me or stop listening, rather, which is the one job a therapist has, and then gave me a test to take.
Right.
And it was kind of a standard test that, you know, they probably give like all their patients about how you feel and how extreme are these feelings, things like that. So I filled it out. And
wait, how long did the test take? Like, how long was the assessment for?
Another 15 minutes.
Okay.
So all of this happened in over the span of 30 minutes, even though it was supposed to be a 1-hour session.
Yeah.
And then at the 35th minute, she told me that maybe medication is something I should try. And I was like, we just met.
And then just stopped talking to you after that.
Yeah,
like,
and then
like medication was her solution for the session, and then that was it.
Yeah.
So there was no follow-up, nothing. Like, no. Okay, so let's continue talking about whatever. And
no, she in fact said, you will have to book an appointment again with maybe a psychiatrist and then go the medication route.
But I mean, even if she thought that was the correct recommendation, it doesn't mean you just stop the session and say like, okay, catch you later.
Yeah. Well, thanks for taking the test. This has been
the royal
our time.
Fuck. Well, thank you for contextualizing your dispassion towards therapy for me. I kind of get it.
My name was Grace. Just kidding. Anyway, I wouldn't say averse to therapy, but I just have developed a mechanism where I can deal with it myself. You know, I'm just someone who needs to keep moving to the next thing as quickly as possible. Therapy would require me to like actually sit down and unpack how I'm feeling, which is not something I generally do, which I guess is in itself is problematic, and which is why someone would think I should go to therapy, but I'm fine. Look at me.
That's,
I'm all right.
That's sign number one. You're not okay.
I'm completely all right.
Yeah, I think firsts are very important. It's literally like anything else. Why would you want to be friends with someone that didn't give you good energy the first time? Why would you be in a relationship with someone who doesn't give you what you need? Why would you go to a therapist that can't help you?
Yeah, like, especially since you're paying them.
Well, yeah, what's your excuse?
Yeah.
I think the whole thing that you're saying about how like it requires you to like sit down, unpack it, it really is that you wouldn't unpack anything that is so close to your heart with anyone you don't feel you can trust.
It's so time consuming.
Yeah.
I think I'm just a walking banner for someone who needs therapy. But honestly, I hadn't known life with therapy before.
Right, yeah.
And then after experiencing that, I feel like it actually made me stronger. Because I was like, well, this isn't going to work.
Okay.
So I've got to figure it out myself. I think in that sense, it was definitely a turning point in my life.
But sometimes it gets hard to figure it out on your own, right?
Yeah. I think for some people, resilience comes from when you're thrown in the deep end and then you just have to figure out how to swim.
Yeah, and I was really lucky that the first experience was like promising, like you said.
Yeah.
And it made me feel a lot lighter.
But, you know, a lot of people might feel inhibited or like have that initial resistance to therapy, because I think the expense of it all is overwhelming to some people, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things about how like a good therapist is not going to be cheap. And I don't know why, but like mental health is just so low on the priority list. Yeah. The harsh reality of it is that unfortunately, I don't think it's an expense that a lot of people, one, feel comfortable making. Like they're just like, I can't afford this right now, because honestly, a lot of it is. It's like $1,000, $1,250 extra. And depending on how, you know, how often you need to go, it can rack up quite the bill.
Yeah.
So it's also about finding alternative sources. But I think that's interesting because, you know, I think in our heads, we think of therapy as like going to someone and talking to someone. But there are so many different forms of therapy. Like you were saying about baking and just doing certain things, like there are literally like, I mean, schools of psychology that make activities therapeutic, right? So like you have like a therapy dog, you have like a therapy animal, you have
booze.
No, let's not co-recommend that to anybody. That's for the private conversation. Right.
Yeah.
Just so you know, you get fireball minis. No, but what I was trying to say is also like, you know, just for example, a lot of people, like there's ecotherapy, right? Which is like going out and living on a farm and like being able to touch the soil and work really hard every single day. And because of that, you feel sleepy and you sleep on time. And then all of a sudden you're feeling a lot better because you're spending your time doing something you really enjoy or that keeps you engaged and absorbed. And I think that is it. Like a lot of people think that therapy is this one thing, which is going and talking to someone and them applying psychological, you know,
theories
and stuff on you, and it doesn't necessarily always have to be that.
Yeah. If you attempt to look for a way to therapize yourself from within, is that a word? Therapize?
100%.
Yeah, I think if you look for it within yourself, you definitely can come up with a few solutions or like ways to make yourself come out of a funk for sure. But I guess ultimately going to someone and talking to them about like what you're going through and things is, I think for most people, comes at a breaking point.
And also, I do want to point out that we're talking about it in a very like isolated experience of like needing a place to vent, needing a place to rant. This is not about seeking therapy and seeking help when things are genuinely, if you, for example, have a very serious mental health disorder and you need it, like it is literally one of the things you need to cope with life.
Yeah.
This is more about like the everyday. And I honestly think that one of the biggest things about it is also just like understanding that at the end of the day, it's just a third person. Like, this is not going to be your fix. Like, if you're, no one can fix your life except for you. It's like, even with medication, if you don't take it, it's not going to work. So if you go to therapy thinking, I'm going to be completely fine after this, that's just not it. It shows you things that you may have never seen before, but then what you do with those things, again, depends on you.
They're just putting the right kind of thoughts in your mind.
Exactly.
So that you can make sure it manifests into something that helps you in the long
Tangible.
Run.
Tangible, yeah.
Yeah, but you know, also I think the fear of, like, I just discovered this as I was talking to you about it, is I think for someone like me, or maybe like a general fear, is that when you go to therapy and you find yourself getting better, it's so easy to fall back into those patterns, right?
Yeah.
It's so easy to not do well during therapy, especially if you're in a place where, let's say you've like hit rock bottom and you're having a really bad time and you decide to go to therapy, and the fear of it not working for you, I think, is a little greater than what it will actually do for you. My friend circle, for example, when we talk about therapy, we don't talk about it as something that needs to be regularly integrated into our lives. You know, we talk about it as how bad have things gotten and give it a go. There's no confidence in the system of being therapized. And I think I tend to give myself therapy as well in my head.
Right.
And then I can bring myself out of it, right? But I think the benefits of going to therapy and sort of having it lead you out of a situation is definitely there. Like, I've seen it. I mean, I've heard you talk about it as well. So I guess it's just a matter of like, it works for some people and it may not for others.
But I also think that honestly, it's just about what you expect from it. Because if you expect it, like you're saying, that I, like, a fear is I could, you know, feel bad again, or like I could have a down phase.
Yeah.
Like, of course you're going to have a down phase.
Yeah.
Of course you're going to have a bad day even after you start therapy.
Yeah.
But I think the idea is that you would probably get better at understanding those bad days. Like, a big thing for me in my life was like, I don't mind having problems, I just don't want to keep having the same problems over and over again. So when I started going for therapy, it was like, oh, this problem used to come up, but now like I can figure it out a little better. I understand it and I kind of see it for what it is.
Yeah.
So I can navigate it more easily. And it's
gives
not
you
that
some perspective, basically.
Yeah, and it's not that big of a problem anymore.
Yeah, I think you just have to, more than anything, just be open every single time, because it's not going to, like you said, fix your life as soon as you go. And I think therapy should be given a chance at least once in your life, because I think it, if anything, it gives you some sort of idea about where you stand.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to decide after that if therapy is something that's actually going to be productive for you, or if this one session of therapy is all you needed to go, okay, I'm done.
Never again.
I mean, that's not to say, I wouldn't say just because of one experience, I'm never going to go to therapy again. I'll probably give it a try. But
yeah, one of the greatest things that has come out of this conversation, though, is the importance of actually facing like your struggle, facing difficulty with just honesty and like being there, but really being there and not like, you know, brushing it under the carpet. I think that's something that this entire dialogue has really brought to the forefront, which is, don't ignore the shitty feelings, accept it and actually find a way of coping with it. So that brings us to the whole thing of like, okay, even if therapy is not your cup of tea, please just do something.
It's so funny that you bring that up, because a few years ago, I don't think I would have been so open about having a conversation like this. And I think what actually did help is having conversations with friends.
Yeah.
Like, quite literally, because I had friends come up to me and tell me, you are such a closed book. Like, you never let anything out. And it's not helping anyone, because, like, we'd like to get to know you a little bit more.
It's been 15 years. What's your favorite color?
I don't have have one, okay? Just, yeah. But no, that really did help me come out of my like shell a little bit. And I think it really does help to talk about whatever it is, you know, even if you just have a bad day, like you said, and you want to tell someone, the one thing that's come out of this, if anything, is I think we both started off on opposite sides of the spectrum a little bit, because you do trust in therapy and, you know, I mean, at least the way you've experienced
it. No, let me be clear. I trust in my therapist.
Yeah, your therapist.
Therapy is like one of those things. It's just like smoking. Like, no one is going to make that choice to do it until they want to do it. Or like it's court mandated, which in which case you're a criminal, and then I don't know what to say to you.
Yeah, well, maybe that's the only way I'll go, actually.
What are you
commit
do?
A crime? But like I said, years later, you've taken the route of therapy, and I did my own, you know, just deal with it, bitch type of thing. And I think we've both reached a point where like you're comfortable with it now, with, you know, maybe letting people in a little bit more, as am I. Like I said, I wouldn't have been able to very openly have this conversation.
Yeah.
So both of those things worked, you know.
Whatever avenue you choose, as long as it doesn't hurt you and the people around you, I think it's a good one. Therapy right now is a very popular channel for doing that. And it's a very useful one as well for the people that benefit from it.
Well, so this was just a conversation between us about the things that we're going through in our own minds. And
I guess we're all in it together.
Yep.
And we're just figuring it out as we go. Of course, you and I have zero answers.
We don't have any answers.
We're just talking about things the way that we've experienced them.
I think we're leaving with more questions of anything. But do
but that's good.
Research.
I think, that's a good conversation when it makes you think.
Therapy. Try it out.
Or you could not, and that's okay.
But do it.
Or don't.
Yeah, it is up to you.
Conversations with friends never gets you anywhere.
This has been a conversation with friends on The Podcaster, powered by Timber Media.